Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day. Doug will be checking in with us at some point, I'm sure. But right now, I'm Jay Kirshner, and we have Miss Jen Horn with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Okay, I have to ask, because we started talking about this off air, but today is Groundhog Day, and you have a hatred for this. Is it today
or
the Groundhogs?
Like my blood boils on Groundhog Day. And if you've listened to this program for a long time, I am a person that loves tradition. Love it. Love all the stuff. But this is a holiday where they yank a rodent out of a tree to find out if we are going to have more winter or not. And it's questionable whether the groundhog even gets it right. Now, we have weather apps. We have satellites. We have space-age technology. We have Dallas Rains and weathermen that can tell us just what my groundhog can tell us. Maybe. I mean, they're never right. But they pretend to be more accurate. I don't understand why we still yank the rodent out of the tree, and at some point there's going to be a disaster. He's going to eat somebody's face. It's just, it's not, you know, this is a poor guy who's trying to just live his life and take
it. Probably trying to hibernate or something. But also, technically, aren't there always six more weeks of winter based on when the first day of spring is from Groundhog's Day?
That's a very good point.
And it's really just based on whether or not he sees a shadow, right? If he sees a shadow, he goes back in the hole, it scares him off or whatever, or he doesn't see the shadow. So basically, it's, are there clouds in the sky?
Right.
Is it a sunny day? Like, can we just figure this all out before the groundhog is pulled out?
See, now you understand what I'm talking about. Like, it just seems a bit ridiculous. And I know that the people and like, we're probably on the air. Is it Hobbler's Notch, Gobbler's Notch, someplace? I don't know. Wherever they do the dress up and everything.
Oh, Puxatawny.
Mm-hmm. Puxatawny Phil. So wherever they do this, I'm sure that we're probably on the air there. And I apologize to you good people. I know this is a moneymaker and it's a tourist thing. But holy smokes, at least wear a face mask or something, because one day you're going to get a rabid groundhog right up in your grill, and don't say we didn't warn you.
Yeah, who is like, why did you wake me up? This is awful.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You know the story of Bill de Blasio, the former mayor of New York? They have Staten Island Chuck, I think, that they used to do the same kind of deal with the winter and the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Bill de Blasio is so tall. He's like a skyscraper. He's like, I don't know what he is, like 6'5", you know, of dumb. And he pulls out Staten Island Chuck, and he drops him. And Staten Island Chuck then died 3 days later.
Oh.
And they replaced him quietly to try to bury the scandal, as politicians like to do. They replaced him with a girl, whatever it is, what groundhog, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, somebody noticed in the news media who had, like, a little bit of information, said, wait a second, Staten Island Chuck looks like a chick. That's when they actually revealed
That's
the scandal.
That's interesting.
That he had dropped him, and, you know, poor Staten Island Chuck. R.I.P.
Oh, poor thing. Yeah. All right. Well, so maybe we just celebrate by watching Bill Murray and Groundhog Day and not doing anything with the groundhogs themselves.
There you go. I love the movie.
Yeah, it's great. And whether or not, depending on what happens, it's 6 more weeks of winter. So that's just how the calendar goes.
That's it. That's how it's going to go.
Especially
and you know
in the
what?
Northern
it
hemisphere.
Might still be cold after that. So don't get excited. It's a weather cycle. It's a pattern.
It really is. So another pattern in the news, Tom Brady retired again. Do we feel like this is his quote unquote for good? As he said, he gave an emotional video and talked about after 23 seasons, he's definitely retiring for good, but he's said that before. He said he's retired for good. And there's been a lot of circulation in the news and more so just the people like non-reporters and stuff giving their 2 cents. But a lot of people are saying he just doesn't want to do training camps and all of the off-season workouts. So once it's time to get things going, he'll go. He'll come out of retirement one more time.
You know, I hear people saying that. Long rocky history with Tom Brady. I used to not like him at all because he cheated on Bridget Monaghan when she was pregnant. He was so good. You know, what do they call it? Hateration, right? But then he just grew on me, and I love Tom Brady, and I was devastated that he didn't do another year because I think there was a perfect opportunity for him in San Francisco. He wanted to go back to where he was born and where he grew up, which is the West Coast in San Francisco. Their quarterback, I mean, my goodness, popped his ulnar nerve, so he might need Tommy John surgery. That Jimmy G is going to be gone. So they have a spot for Tom Brady. They are ready to win a championship. They don't have to, like, rebuild a program around him. And I thought maybe, okay, one more year he tries to run hard for that Super Bowl ring and then go on to Fox and make his, you know, $300 million as a broadcaster there.
Yeah. He's so likable. I mean, he really is.
Yeah. But then when he said he was out without even considering the offer, we don't even know if he got an offer from San Francisco or the Raiders or some of these rumored teams yet. I mean, football's not even over. We have the Super Bowl coming up. So I don't know. I just feel like it's very strange that he gave up an awful lot and a lot of public stuff about his personal life in order to play one more year.
Exactly. And it seems like this. Yeah, and it seems like this wouldn't be the way he would want to go out. Like, that wouldn't have been the final season he wanted because
the dream.
He didn't. The drama in his personal life. He missed a couple different things. He had some bad games that he even said in press conferences that, hey, he's a human. He's going through stuff. But also, he didn't have the team around him that he always had with the Pats. So it's like I feel like the ego would want to go out with a bigger bang than what his last season was. Or this past season was. So.
I just don't know if he's the back and forth guy. I think that starts to look really stupid if you're like, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? You know, life is funny, and everybody will welcome him back. I think it is clear.
Oh, of course. Look at Brett Favre. Did he do it twice, or did he do it three times?
I feel
like
it was
he retired a couple times.
Yeah. Yes. But there's also, if you look at his record, Tom Brady is far and away the best quarterback that we've ever seen, that any of us have ever seen play the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he were a franchise, I was reading some stats, he would be the most winningest franchise, I think, in NFL history, just as a single person.
Oh, no doubt about that.
So it's pretty crazy. Even when he switched leagues, he still was, like, tied with Joe Montana, or actually ahead of Joe Montana in the most winningest quarterback in both the NFC and the AFC. So, pretty cool. I mean, he's incredible to watch, and no shame if he is done, but I was surprised to hear it.
Oh, absolutely. And he's such a great career. It is, yeah. He can be done, but I don't know. I feel like there's going to be one more time he comes back.
Maybe
one more time.
And maybe there's thoughts he might be at the Super Bowl in the broadcast booth. They might readjust the assignments, and who knows? Maybe he'll be there for Super Bowl. We don't know.
Yeah, get a little taste of what he can do. And then also in the news, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum announced their nominees for the 2023 induction ceremony. So the induction itself will take place later in the year, and we'll find out which nominees will be the inductees, I believe, in May. And have you seen this list? It's a cool list.
I think it's great because I didn't get the whole list, but Willie Nelson I saw, which it's about time. He's going to be 90.
And it's shocking that he's not been in there yet.
Yeah. And I know a lot of people argue about what is rock and roll and who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they set the rules. They're the ones who have let people from other genres in. So if you're going to let other country musicians or other genres in, Willie Nelson goes. So
yes,
I'm really happy to see that.
Exactly. And this is the first time he's even been on the nominee. So eight of the nominees are on the ballot for the first time. That's Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, which this is the first year Missy Elliott was able to, it was even eligible.
And you know I love both of them, by the way.
Yes. Cindy Lauper, George Michael. We mentioned
this
Willie
is like
Nelson.
My playlist, actually, from Willie Nelson to Cyndi Lauper. This is my playlist.
Mm-hmm. There are a little Missy Elliott in there. We have George Michael, the White Stripes, of course, which are awesome. It's also their first year for eligibility. And, yeah, it's just one of those things because Dolly Parton, she got in when she was nominated. She was kind of like, take me off the ballot. That doesn't make sense. And that's just how humble she is. And then she actually got in. And then you think about it, well, Willie Nelson, he seems... Yeah, he's like country on bluegrass, but he's partnered with so many different people that it seems like he fits in the rock genre to a degree that I was a little shocked to find that this was the first time on the ballot for him.
I was all excited because I live in Los Angeles, and the Hollywood Bowl is doing a two-night birthday celebration with Willie Nelson. And they've got, I mean, anybody, who is anybody, from Snoop Dogg to Bob Marley, I'm sure they have the ties because of the their extracurricular activities with Willie Nelson. But a whole bunch of people. And I was like, oh my gosh, how incredible would that be to go see all of that? And the tickets are like $800 a piece, even for tickets aren't that great. And it's two nights. So I passed, but he deserves it, and what a great idea to celebrate his 90th birthday while he still can play in a way with the people that he's loved to play with over the parts of his career.
Oh, 100%. He will not stop until his body tells him he needs to stop.
Yep.
Good old Willie Nelson. Well, fans can actually get involved with the voting and everything by going to the website for the museum. And the top five artists, as selected by the public, will also comprise a fan ballot. So that's fun stuff. And then we find out who the actual inductees are in May when they are announced.
You know, I think it's great. And it's a good list. It's an inclusive list, I think, as far as different walks of life, different music. And it just makes you feel like you're getting, I don't know, a little bit makes me feel like I'm getting older, and I am. When you see all the music that I grew up with now going into the Hall of Fame, it's like, well.
Yeah. Oh, man, go to the oldie station you grew up on, and all of a sudden it's all 80s and 90s, and you're like, wait a second, where
this
are the oldies?
Oldie music?
Yeah,
this
you have to be serious XM to find the oldies songs anymore.
It's really sad, I know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so a little bit of good news, that radioactive capsule that was missing in Australia, they found it.
Oh, thank goodness.
That needle in the haystack. Yeah. I honestly thought it was going to take a little bit longer for them to find it, but they found it.
Where was it?
It was in Australia on a highway.
Just hanging out on the road.
We can tell you. Well, because it was on this 900-mile stretch of roadway.
If Doug would be here, he'd be like, Jay, where was it? At what intersection was the radioactive
castle? Give me the latitude and the longitude, please. But yeah, the Western Australia's Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner said that they did find it. They covered almost the entire 900 miles of remote roadway, that stretch. They got almost all of it when they finally found it. So goes to show, it usually is in the last place you look. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed. Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens Good Days. Doug is out at the moment. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. And there's some TV news. Daytime television, is it coming to an end as we know it? Or is it just somebody who's kind of like, eh, I don't want to do it anymore?
Oh, no.
We'll tell you more in a moment.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffens Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets.
Dr. Phil is coming to an end. The show, not the guy.
Say it isn't so.
It is. After this final season, the 21st, Dr. Phil will wrap, and he says he is moving on from daytime television. Note that important word, daytime.
Yeah.
Moving on from daytime television. He is moving into a primetime partnership that has soon-to-be-released details.
Well, don't forget that Dr. Phil, and I did, which is why I remind everybody, so maybe y'all know, but Dr. Phil is the executive producer of shows, like, he was on Bull. Remember, he was Bull. That was the show that was
inspired. Oh, yeah, was that based loosely based on his life?
Yeah, but with a much hotter actor. And I think he's, am I making things up? I don't know. I feel like Call Me Tom. I don't know. I think he's got a production company where he's developing these TV shows that are pretty darn successful. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he wants to move more in that direction or give himself an opportunity to do Dr. Phil in the prime time.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you full disclosure. I've never watched a full Dr. Phil. I don't think. I think maybe in the time that he's been on, it would total one total hour long show, just watching bits and pieces. But He's never quite been my cup of tea.
But doesn't that go to show how powerful and impactful his show has been? That even if you've never seen an episode, you still see clips. You still see different things.
You know.
Have been memes that come out of Dr. Phil. Like the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh,
do you remember
her?
The Have I Now? She went on to become this rapper, Bad Baby. Yeah. A lot has come out of Dr. Phil. And this is not the only exit for daytime talk shows. We know the Wendy Williams show came to an end, the Ellen DeGeneres show, Dr. Oz, The Real. So it's one of those things. Is daytime talk TV coming to an end? You have The View still.
You got
Live
the View,
with Kelly and Ryan.
And Karamo, is that how you say his name? Karamo does a show. And what's her name? Sherry Shepherd took over for Wendy Williams.
Oh, Wendy, that's true.
Yeah, and Jennifer Hudson still has one, and Kelly Clarkson. I think it's now just a new breed. It's just a turnover. And
it's more kind of like the night. It's more like the night talk shows with the different celebrities coming on and those guests.
Long
gone are the days of Jerry Springer and Montel and what was it, Sally Jesse Raphael. Do you remember Ricky Lake in the day?
I loved Ricky Lake and Montel Williams. They were like back to back at the same time. And I loved both of those talk shows a lot when I would be homesick from school. Oh, loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, you know, the one that I used to really love, Steve Wilkos. I don't even know if he's still on. I think he might be.
He was the bodyguard, right?
He was the bodyguard.
From Jerry Springer, yes.
And I loved that he would, like, make these dirtbags stand up on stage. Like, if they were really horrible people, he wouldn't let them sit in a chair. He'd make them stand. And I don't know. There's just something refreshing about that makes you feel better about your own life. You're like,
it really does.
Or sit on Steve Wilkos' stage.
Yeah. It's 27 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, "Warren, my dog is just plain stupid," I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship. And you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York City began clearing out illegal immigrant males camped outside the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen overnight. By 9:20 p.m. local time, the encampment was completely gone. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
What they said to me, they said, "Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We would like to work." And that's why I'm pushing to make sure that they're able to work. We did not hear one person there saying that they did not want to be there.
Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that they abandoned laptop at a Delaware computer repair shop during Hunter's crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. Now Hunter's lawyers are seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to weaponize its contents. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is considering the complaint. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in the city of Isfahan over the weekend, warning it reserves the right to retaliate. Lance Pry, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn.
That's me.
Okay. I don't like talking about shooting stuff. Like, it's just one of those things, but I feel like we need to because there was a gunman that went on the rampage in D.C. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
It was the altercation at a public bus, and there was a Metro employee who was killed. Three other people were injured. The suspected shooter, who is 31-year-old Isaiah Trotman, was tackled by passengers on the Metro train and is in custody. He's facing all these different charges: first-degree murder, well-armed, kidnapping, well-armed, assault with a dangerous weapon, And they believe that these were a series of individual events, that he got into the altercation and then went off on the one person, shot the one victim in the legs, and that person was able to run off and go get help at the hospital, and then other people just ended up getting shot. And then there was something recently in Florida where that gunman, they believe, could possibly be two, that it was a car full of four people. They believe two people were shooting outside of the car who are still on the loose, but they are saying they don't believe the general public is in danger because they think this was a targeted attack.
It's so, you know, it doesn't even matter at this point. Like, what gets into people's head, whether somebody does you wrong at work or a romantic relationship doesn't end in the way that you want? Like, what gets into people's head where it is so bad that the only thing that they can do is hurt somebody or kill them? I don't understand what's getting into people's heads right now. And I don't know if it's this immediate gratification that so many people in society want. Like, I want what I want right now, and nobody stands in my way, and I'm going to do me, and nobody has any concept of, like, what they are doing. It boggles my mind because we always go to the same argument. It's gun control. It's this, it's that. I want to know what's going on with people. What goes on with people's minds when they think that this is the only way that they can move forward or the only option that they have? We had in California, and it made national news, we had the shooting in Monterey Park for Lunar New Year where a guy, and they don't know his motivation, 72 years old Asian guy, walks in and just shoots people up. And thankfully, in that situation, he went to another location, and a good guy who was not armed but was brave enough to jump on him and disarm him. Saved probably a whole slew of other people, just like these passengers on the metro did. This is what average people are being tasked to do now, because there are so many crazy people out there who think that it's on them to be judge, jury, and executioner over people that have done them wrong or made them upset. And it is so infuriating. And truly, you can talk about guns and we can talk about all of these issues all we want until we're blue in the face. We have to figure out what's going on with people and what's in their minds.
And also kind of go on the defensive at this point, too, because guns are out there. They've been out there for so long. There's so many guns out there, legally obtained, illegally obtained. It's just one of those things of clearly, when it comes to schools, and I know this is one of the things that a lot of people disagree on, whether or not there should be more metal detectors, more security at schools, fences around the school and all of that. But the fact remains that this is out there. And are there more shootings happening, or are we just more aware because of the news media?
Because we cover them. And also because, let's be honest, political parties want to use people's death and people's bad behavior to advance their narratives. And it's not just one side or the other. You know, there's constantly a narrative. We're looking for what color the shooter is so that we can decide how we're going to proceed. We look at who the victims are so we can decide how we're going to proceed in covering this. We look at what he was holding in his hand to hurt people. Instead of actually looking at the person, because they could be holding a gun, a knife, a rock, people are taking other people's lives. And so why is that? What has happened?
Yeah, and we have seen that with what was the movie theater There's a movie theater situation where the person had a knife, didn't even have a gun, had a knife and went in. And I think that they were trying to die by suicide from the police. Like, that was their motivation.
That was
the goal. They decided to take people out, too. And we also see that with families, with the whole, like, the murder-suicide rate seems to be up.
Yeah, we had it just to show, like, people's state of mind right now, and I don't know what's causing it, whether it's, you know, everybody loves to say video games, technology, you know, passing people through the system, whatever it is. We just in California had a guy. Now, keep in mind, this is the strangest story. He didn't kill anybody, but he was like this road rage guy who was victimizing all these people. He actually stopped his car on one of our freeways in town. So imagine a highway. People are whizzing by at 80 miles an hour. He got ticked off at someone in the car next to him, stopped his car, got out of the car, and started beating the other car with a pipe. And so somebody videoed it, and that went viral. And then all of a sudden people said, wait a second, I've had an altercation with this guy. Think like 12 or 17, something like that. People came forward saying that they had been victimized by this guy, including a woman who was trying to get her stuff out of a storage unit, and he threatened to kill her and attack her. An old lady who was going to the doctor who he beat up. And so police were on the lookout for this guy. Like, who is he just going around and, like, wrecking havoc for no reason without prompting? They find him. He's got steroids in his car, $30,000, a history of selling meth. Now he's been charged with elder abuse. He's got domestic abuse. I mean, it's like a rap sheet a mile long. And when you have a situation like that, like, how do we, as a, like, a culture, deal with these people who have rap sheets, like, for 20 years? Like, are they ever going to get better? Are they ever going to get rehabilitated? What's the next step? Clearly, they're out there, like, menaced, like, as a menace. He's actually being held on $5 million bail. And if anybody knows Los Angeles, it's usually cash-free bail. So they obviously think he's enough of a threat to keep him locked away. But it's just crazy. And for what? For what? Like, why is he so angry? Why is he beating people with pipes?
Yeah. When we are seeing a lot more with road rage anyway, where people are all of a sudden shooting people or they are getting out of the car. There's been a lot of videos, and it's hard to tell when it comes to social media, when all the quote-unquote influencers of what is a genuine video, what was an actual altercation, what was kind of staged. Like, but there's been a lot of videos where somebody parks kind of illegally, or like double parks, which has always been happening, and they are just trying to run inside real quick. That's the story, that they just ran inside real quick and they're coming back out, or they stayed in their car. They're waiting for their friend to come jump in. They're picking somebody up, and somebody doesn't like the way they're parked, and so they basically hold onto the side mirror, and they're like, I called the police. They're on their way. They're going to arrest you because you're not allowed to park this way. And then they're like, I'm holding onto the mirror, and if you move your car, you're going to hit me, you're going to hurt me, and then that's assault. And again, who knows if these are actual altercations being videoed, because now that everybody has phones, or if these are just being staged for social media purposes.
To get famous. Isn't that a ridiculous thought?
Yeah, to go viral. Exactly.
Not the kind of fame you want.
What is the world coming to? What is going on?
Speaking of, a lot of anger and a lot of self-centeredness. That's for sure.
Self-centeredness, of course. Like, that can take us right into this next topic of Ozempic. Have you seen with the shortages how that's now the big
story?
Yeah, the big get fit kind of craze that a lot of people, I think there was a couple of Real Housewives and other notable figures who are saying it's basically an eating disorder in a needle. Ozempic is for type 2 diabetes. It's for people who are dealing with, like, morbidly obese and need this stuff. And now you have people who are just prescribing it so that somebody can lose those last 10 pounds or help get super fit or lose that little bit of weight that they don't actually need it. It's pretty much for cosmetic reasons. And it's flying off the shelves. Yeah. People who need this for their health cannot get it. And
the problem is that it's not just being offered from your doctor anymore. You can go on and find, like, online weight loss centers that give you the telehealth, and then they prescribe you these drugs, and they get a hold of it. And then the people who have diabetes who really need it are not able to get it. There's a big shortage of it. And there's been, if you see on, like, this new shame now, if you're on Instagram, you follow any of these celebrities, anybody who lost weight, oh, are you on Ozempic? Oh, you must be on Ozempic. Like, people are accusing the Kardashians of this. As you said, the Housewives, they may all be on it. Who knows? Because these people go to extreme measures to look a certain way. But the idea that now we're even shaming people who lose weight, saying it's Ozempic, it's pretty sick.
Well, and who was it? Chelsea Handler said that she was on Ozempic and didn't even know. She didn't even realize she was on Ozempic because that's how easily it was being handed out in Hollywood, where she had somebody or her doctor or somebody from med spa or whatever was like, oh, if you need to lose the last, like, 15 pounds or whatever, here, take this. Didn't exactly say what it was, but she didn't question it. She was like, okay, and trying it, and it ended up making her feel sick, and then which could be one of the side effects. And she only realized when she was talking about this new medication that she was taking through a shot and how she was feeling while she was out to lunch with a friend, and her friend was on it and was like, oh, that's what I'm dealing with. Are you on Ozempic? And she was like, I don't know. And then that's how she found out. So she ended up Chelsea Handler got rid of all of her Ozempic because she was like, I don't want to be on this. I didn't even realize I was. That's how quick to be handed out that it is. And then people are talking about, what is it, Ozempic face? Have you seen that?
I don't
that?
Know what that is. What's Ozempic face?
People are saying that if you lose a bunch of weight and you lost it because of Ozempic, your face tends to look older because it gets a little bit saggier. That's what happens with rapid weight loss, period. skin sags. Skin doesn't just snap back, and I think that people forget that. Or if somebody even loses a significant, like a really big amount of weight, like say 100 pounds, over the course of a year even, that skin is still going to sag. So now whenever anybody loses weight, even, and again, it goes to like the whole slam of, oh, well, you lost weight, well, your skin is sagging. That must have been Ozempic. It's not because you actually did it in a healthy way. It's just,
isn't it funny? We can always come up with something to insult somebody for. And the quest to be 10 pounds skinnier is worth it to people to take a drug that can alter your health for life, make you sick, but at least you'll be 10 pounds skinnier. So good for you.
Only while you're on it, because now there's been other people who have said that they've been on Ozempic to lose weight for a long period of time, and then when they got off of it, they end up gaining more weight than they did prior to being on it. So is it not only what some people are calling an eating disorder and a needle, is it also some kind of an addiction? Because once you're on it, you can't get off of it, or you're going to gain that weight back. And what happened to the body positivity trend? Like, weren't we on this big body positivity train
for
a while?
I just would stop talking about people's bodies and just be like,
yes.
You know what? Let people deal with themselves. Let people strive for health. When did it should be all about finding health for yourself, right?
And that's between the person and their doctor.
Yeah. I don't know. It gets so much into, and it's really bad on social media where everybody has a comment. You're either too skinny and you're anorexic, mm-hmm. or you're too fat and obese. If you're in the middle, well, you must be on Ozempic. I mean,
It's like for women, if they had a big lunch and are feeling a little looking a little bloated, or it's just that time of
the
month.
Pregnant.
Or anybody who has, they must be pregnant. Or anybody who has endometriosis, there's a thing called endobelly, and every now and then your belly gets swollen. And you look about 8 months pregnant, even if you're not.
Do they do this to men? I don't know if men have the same kind of standard to meet, or if everybody feels comfortable.
Doug does.
Doug
is pretty. Doug is the only one that's equal. He's equal opportunist. Yes.
But I don't see a lot of men going, wow, he looks kind of bloated. I wonder if he's pregnant.
Had a big lunch. It's 48 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug's out right now, and it is time for the Farm, Food, and Family News, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So a little bit of news in the food recall category. 2.5 million pounds of canned meats are being recalled. This is after the company observed spoiling and spoiled and leaking cans from different production dates at the establishment's warehouse. This is, I can't even say this right, Conagra Brands, Inc., C-O-N-A-G-R-A. It's based out of Iowa, and it's like canned meat, canned poultry. They recalled brands that include Armour, Kroger, Goya, Prairie Belt, Hargis House, Grace, and Great Value. So if you buy any of these, take them back to the store, return them, get your money back. The meat and poultry products that are being recalled were produced between December 2022. Whoa, that was a time warp for a moment. And January 13th, 2023. So just produced, recently shipped out. Go take them back to your retailers. And even if you're kind of like, I'm not sure if this is, it's, if this is in the recall category, go ahead and take it back. Better safe than sorry. The establishment number on these recall products are P4247. That's what is on the cans. Now in McDonald's news, they are testing out their strawless sippy cup style lids. They confirmed that the new strawless lids were going to be happening on January 25th, and they'd start them in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then start pushing them out throughout the rest of the country. Am I alone on this? Why does this need to be tested? Haven't already there's been other companies that have already been doing this. And think of their hot products, the coffees, there, where it's not necessarily like a sippy cup kind of thing, but there is a little bit of a lip that comes up to drink out of. Why would iced drinks be any different? And there are shockingly a good amount of people who are like, no, that the ice cold cola is not going to hit the same as if you have a straw. Okay, here is a little idea. What if, and weigh in on this, 855-999-DOUG, that's 855-999-3684, leave a message, or go to Facebook, it is Good Day Radio Show, or Twitter, Good Day On Air. Weigh in on this. If different restaurants, fast food, dine-in, were going to say, hey, we're doing away with our plastic straws, can we all agree paper straws, just those aren't cutting it either. What if they actually have reusable straws that are part of the price to buy for your drink, but you get to keep it? Would you be into something like that? Would you pay the extra cost if you really wanted a straw to buy a reusable straw? Or would you be willing to use reusable straws at restaurants if they like had those metal straws and just like the other cups and stuff? I don't know, just a thought. Weigh in. Again, the Doug number is 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. In additional food news, Valentine's Day is coming up, and Barilla has their love pasta kit, heart-shaped noodles. It will be available through a new sweepstakes just in time for Valentine's Day. So you can't exactly go and buy it in the grocery store or pasta aisle, but you will be able to get one of these if you win. It's their limited edition love pasta. They are dried heart-shaped tubes made with the durum wheat flour and the different stuff that kind of makes the Barilla's 35 iconic pastas. And they also have a carb lovers, or I'm sorry, not a carb lovers. They have one for people who are trying to cut carbs. You can win a 12-ounce box of that as well. And go ahead, go to their website, get in on this. Plus, you don't just receive heart-shaped noodles. You can also get $1,000 of spending money. So I think that your love would probably prefer the $1,000 rather than the heart-shaped noodles. And if you got into the making your own noodles trend that happened in during the whole COVID pandemic situation, you could probably make your own noodles as well. All right, a little bit of the farm news. We covered some of the food. There's a family they're family farmers, and they're helping Black Kentuckians return to their agricultural roots. Ashley Smith calls it produce with a purpose. That's what her vision was when she created Black Soil. That's the agribusiness that she co-founded, and it's really cool. Check it out. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.